I was sitting on the porch one night, and my son was gone, and my TV set was gone, and usually when those things happen, I would just sit out there for a minute and look out at the stars, and in Arizona, we actually see the stars all the time, and I just had a moment. I said, I did a little prayer for my son's health and well-being, wherever he was, and then I did a little prayer for my peace and well-being because of where I was. I was in pain, absolute pain. I could have curled up in the fetal position and stayed there for the rest of my life. In fact, I felt like that every day for about 6 months. And then all of a sudden there's this moment that goes like, man, I think I've done this before. And then the whole idea is, what's the definition of insanity? Doing something over and over again and expecting a different result. I go like, wow, what are you doing? You're living the life of insanity, chasing after your son's addiction. You need to do something for your life. You need to take control of your life. And so I started asking myself some questions. And the first question was, I was kind of like, okay, so what do I need to do? And I created a mission statement, and very much by accident. Call it divine inspiration, call it universal intervention, I don't care. But it was this great question. The question I asked myself was, how can I create an environment for myself where I'm strong for Brandon when he's present, but even stronger for me when he's not? And that was the beginning of my recovery. That's when my life changed. And I'm going to tell you the rest of the story, but I'm going to make the declaration to you right now is that, in fact, a guy wrote to me on Facebook a while ago and says, you don't look like a guy who's been ruined by your son's addiction. I'm thinking, Dad, dude, trust me. The pain in my heart hasn't gone away. The hole in my heart hasn't cured, hasn't healed. But I've got enough sense of who I am and what I stand for, where I'm going, that I'm going to keep going no matter what my son does. Because I'm going to be that strong. But I had that moment of clarity and just, okay, that's it. I have to be strong for myself when Brandon's not there. Because the day Brandon shows up and needs me, and I'm curled up and I'm as beat up and broken as he is, how in the world can I help him? I can't. I have to keep moving on with my life. I have to be a beacon of hope to him. I have to be a guide to him to how to find recovery. But even if he doesn't make it, I have a whole bunch of other people that are counting on me to be the guy that I'm supposed to be. I've got to keep moving. So my mission statement was very clear. Strong for me when he's not present.